Knights of the Golden Circle, this organization, sounds pretty close to Knights Templar, don't they?
Absolutely. It's really fascinating for your listeners who have read Da Vinci Code. 5 million books have been sold of the Da Vinci Code, which is fiction, which is really based on the Templar story, and Holy Blood, Holy Grail, which was a bestseller in Europe for a long time. This whole wave is starting to enter into the American popular conscience, and the Knights of the Golden Circle and our book is absolutely about the Templars. They either were descendants, maybe, or they modeled themselves on Templar tradition. The symbol of the horse of God, is prominent in the KGC, and it is the key thing about the Templars. The Rosicrucian and Masonic elements that are part of the KGC. There's a book that I mentioned earlier about Jesse James being KGC, and of all things, it says he and his followers were Rosicrucians. Now, isn't that odd?
It is.
such an esoteric term. But the book, Shadow of the Sentinel, that we've written, is the American extension of the Knights Templar story.
So maybe Jesse wasn't robbing for himself like we thought. Maybe he was robbing for this organization.
Absolutely, and it makes perfect sense. That explains so much of this, why there's so much misinformation, disinformation that was put out, why the money was never recovered, where did it go, why they were so passionate about it, and why the story was passed down through code and cipher over many, many generations.